Hey there, welcome back to From Not to Bot. Today, we're diving into the hot topic of cold outreach. Is it really a thing of the past, or does it just need a fresh twist? Let's find out.
Yeah, Zoe, exactly. We'll be digging into some cool insights from a recent blog by AISDR, known for their cutting-edge AI sales solutions. They ran some micro campaigns to test out different strategies. Really interesting stuff.
Right. I'm Zoe Lane, and here with me is my co-host, Alex Turner. Today, we're breaking down these campaigns to see what they mean for businesses trying to up their sales game.
So, Zoe, let's kick off with a common myth. People think cold outreach is dead, but AISDR's experiment might say otherwise, huh?
Yeah, exactly. The takeaway is that cold outreach isn't dead. It just needs the right strategy. AISDR ran three micro campaigns, each with a unique twist, and the results were pretty eye-opening.
All right, let's break down those campaigns. The first one was your classic cold email. Zoe, how did that one go?
Sure thing. The first campaign was a straightforward cold email with precise targeting but no engagement signals. They reached out to 344 leads, but the results? Not great. A 2% reply rate, mostly out of office and unsubscribes, and a big fat zero on positive replies. It really shows the struggle of traditional cold outreach without context.
That makes sense. It's like, without signals, you're just shooting in the dark. So what was different with the second campaign?
The second one switched it up by using LinkedIn social signals. They filtered out existing customers and competitors, targeting those engaging with specific content. Out of 375 leads, they got a 9.87% reply rate and a 2.93% positive rate, booking 9 meetings. It really shows how LinkedIn signals can boost performance over just cold outreach.
Interesting. So using social signals adds a layer of relevance. What about the third campaign?
The third campaign was super targeted, focusing on website visitors. They used AISDR's tracking to reach those who visited the pricing page but didn't book a demo. With just 28 leads, they saw a 14.29% reply rate and a 10.71% positive rate, booking 3 meetings. This highlights the power of intent signals in driving conversions.
Wow, so the stronger the signal, the better the conversion. But there's a trade-off, right?
Exactly, Alex. Stronger signals mean a smaller audience. Traditional cold outreach can cast a wide net, but as you focus on signals like LinkedIn and website visits, the pool gets smaller. Still, the lead quality improves, which is worth it if you're going for quality over quantity.
Makes sense. It's all about balancing reach and relevance. For those listening, think about how you can integrate these insights into your outreach. What would it mean for your team to focus more on quality signals?
Absolutely. It's about shifting from volume to value. And if you're wondering where to start, check out tools like AISDR to leverage these signals effectively.
Before we wrap up, Zoe, what are the key takeaways for today?
Well, Alex, the big takeaway is that cold outreach isn't about casting the widest net. It's about casting the right net. Use intent signals to boost your outreach and focus on quality over quantity. And remember, tools like AISDR can streamline this process, making your outreach more efficient.
Great insights, Zoe. So listeners, think about how these strategies can be applied to your sales efforts. And if you're looking for AI-driven outreach solutions, check out AISDR's platform for more info.
Thanks for tuning in to From Not to Bot. Hope you found today's chat insightful. Until next time, keep innovating and optimizing your outreach.